He's not just a bunch of impressions and one-liners.
He's pretty smart, too. Or so he keeps telling us.
Time to find out. Are you smarter than Sam?
We got $300 to go spend at Farmer Pre just in time for the holidays. And we have a mother-daughter combo on the phone. Wendy and Amy, good morning to the both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Great. Even better now.
Good. You guys sound bright and happy, and you sound very intelligent. So I'm feeling like you're ready to beat Sam.
We are.
Now, before we start, do you mind reciting the poem that you texted in? Because it's very clever.
Okay. Here we go.
Go ahead.
Today's the day that Sam gets beat. The day that his match he will meet. His hole will be dug when we take the mug.
Yes.
That is, you're a poet, too.
I mean, come on.
Smart and happy and poet.
All right, here we go. Wendy and Amy, Sam has left the room. We put 30 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you 5 questions. Are you ready to go here?
Yes.
All right, good luck. This 2018 romantic comedy follows a native New Yorker to meet her boyfriend's family in Singapore.
Pass.
Wellington boots are more commonly known as which type of boot?
Rubber boots.
What children's cereal has a Dracula on it?
Chocula.
What Canadian province features a giant lobster?
Newfoundland.
What soft drink company adopted Santa as a spokesman in the 1930s?
Coca-Cola.
This 2018 romantic comedy follows a native New Yorker to meet her boyfriend's family in Singapore.
Oh, it's a long one. Did you? We'll give you 2 seconds. Go.
Bollywell? I don't know.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Okay, we're going to bring Sam back in here. He was in a booth, headphones on, music blasting.
Welcome to the 74th
Annual Whoopi Goldberg. She wants to be part of those Oscars.
All right. That's Whoopi when she hosted the Oscars.
Because she's on TV doesn't mean you're, you know,
have you changed your mind?
I don't want to see her for three hours.
I feel like it's Whoopi. Who says no to Whoopi? I feel like if she says she's going to host the Oscars, they're going
to
make it happen.
I'd be scared to tell her no. Sam, you ready?
Okay, let's do it.
Taking on a mother-daughter combination. Wendy and Amy today.
Another 2-on-1. All right. Good luck.
Here we go. This 2018 romantic comedy follows a native New Yorker to meet her boyfriend's family in Singapore.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Wellington boots are more commonly known as which type of boot?
Rain boots.
What children's cereal has a Dracula on it?
Pass.
What Canadian province features a giant lobster?
Nova Scotia.
What soft drink company adopted Santa as a spokesman in the 1930s?
Coca-Cola.
What children's cereal has a Dracula on it?
I don't know. I don't eat children's cereal.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see how Sam did.
Wellington boots are more commonly known as rain boots or rubber boots. You're both correct on that one. I didn't know that.
Been watching a lot of British shows on Netflix.
Okay. Nice work. What children's cereal has a Dracula on it? It's Count Chocula. Wendy knew that.
Sounds very nutritious.
It's like a chocolate bar in milk for breakfast.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Which Canadian province features a giant lobster? What did you say, Sam?
Nova Scotia?
No, it's New Brunswick. You both were close. You both said East Coast provinces.
But what do you mean they have a lobster on it?
It's like when you're driving through New Brunswick, there's a giant lobster that you can't miss every time.
Okay.
Now I want lobster. Can't wait to get back there for the holidays. Okay, this 2018 romantic comedy follows a native New Yorker to meet her boyfriend's family in Singapore. The answer was Crazy Rich Asians.
It's hilarious,
and Sam knew
by
that.
Way.
Oh, it's so good.
It's
the
a good
wedding.
Movie.
The wedding scene in that movie.
Phenomenal.
Oh, gets me every single time. All right, and you guys are tied. The last question. What soft drink company adopted Santa as a spokesman in the 1930s? It was Coca-Cola. You're both correct on that one. We've got another tie.
Oh, my goodness.
That's our second tie this morning.
This is getting crazy.
Ooh. All right, Sam's going to go back in his isolated booth. Wendy and Amy, you guys know how this works, I know, because you listen every morning. You've got 5 seconds to answer the question. The answer is a number, so whoever comes closest is going to be the winner, okay?
Got it.
Okay, Wendy and Amy, how many days until New Year's Eve? Quick.
19.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to bring Sam back in here. Sam was in his isolated booth.
They're doing some mental.
Hey.
Hey, Sam. How are you, buddy?
Hi.
Ooh, it's like you just got caught talking about somebody and they walked in.
I was like, hey.
All right, Sam. 5 seconds to answer. What? How many days until New Year's Eve?
Till New Year's Eve? 31 minus 12, 19.
19. Okay, that was too easy. You're both right.
Oh.
We need another tiebreaker.
Oh, God, okay.
Take a walk, Sam.
Goodbye, Sam. Goodbye, Sam. Here we go. Okay, Wendy and Amy, you guys ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. 5 seconds. In what year was the first candy cane made?
1920.
Okay. 1920. All right, let's bring
nice.
Sam back.
Bring Sam back.
I don't want to say anything, though.
I'm nervous. It's like double tiebreaker overtime.
Okay, Sam, you ready? Here we go.
Oh, God. All
5 seconds. In what year was the first candy cane made?
Oh, Jesus. I don't know. Let's go 1940.
Okay, you guys are both way off. The answer is 1670.
1670.
Sam, you said 1940. Wendy and Amy said 1920. They are the winners.
Yeah.
Finally. Congratulations.
Finally.
The winning streak is officially over.
Oh, that feels good.
That was a pretty big winning streak. I'm not going to lie. But
all right. Wow.
Wendy, Amy, how does it feel?
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Best way to start the day.
All right. And guess what? You just won $300 to go spend at Farmer Pre and the mug that says you're officially smarter than Sam. Way to go.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Is Sam
going to
deliver it?
Oh, we're going to make sure. You know, we had him out so much delivering mugs that we said he didn't have to anymore, basically, because he was literally going all over. But I think you've been winning a lot, so I think in this case you have to deliver it.
Like he's trying harder so he doesn't have
to. I have to make an exception.
Let's just vote. Yeah, okay, we voted. Yeah. You're getting a delivery.
Oh, you guys live in Vaudreuil, right?
Okay. You guys are on the island, right?
Actually, my daughter goes to West Island College in Dollar, so it's a little closer.
Perfect.
Right
there you go.
All right.
You can deliver another one in Ottawa on the way.
Amazing.
So
it'll be good.
All right, guys, congratulations. Go ahead and say you're officially smarter than Sam. Go ahead and say you're smarter than him.
We are smarter than Sam!
Yeah!
Yes!
Right. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 6:40 and 7:45.